You're listening to Finances Demystified with Dominique Broadway, the podcast that provokes the conversation of money, demystifies all your finances, and shows you how to bring all of your dreams to reality so that you can live your very best life on your own terms. Welcome back to another episode of Finances Demystified. And as always, I am your host, Dominique Broadway, and I'm super, 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 super excited for today's guest, Mr. Craig Cecilio, who is the founder and CEO of Diversity Fund. And I'm really excited about this podcast because, as you all know, I am extremely passionate about real estate. I bought my first house before I graduated college, and I feel like real estate is truly one of those things that we all need to be a part of so that we can build wealth within our communities, within our various generations, and also just to help us build legacy. So Craig, thank you so much for being with us today.
Great, Dominique. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, awesome. So let's just go ahead and dig right in. So your name, Craig Cecilio. I'm pronouncing that correct, right?
Yeah.
So I think you said there's a story behind this, behind the last name. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, and that ties into the story of Diversity Fund.
Oh, nice.
My grandfather came across from Italy, I think around 1918 to 1920, and they moved out here when he was 2 years old, and he was going through Ellis Island, and they were just shuffling the Italian immigrants over that point in time, and they just kind of scribbled his name, and I think originally there was like a D in front of the C and an A where the O was. Unfortunately, he died at an early age, so I could never get the full story from my
grandfather. Okay.
Died in the 80s. And so my name is something different, but it's Americanized as Cecilio today. And
the reason
they all immigrated from Italy was due to the fact is they wanted a better life, a better quality of life. And so like everybody else, and their dream was to move up the wealth ladder and kind of one of the reasons for Diversity Fund.
Nice, nice. That's awesome. So with, you know, telling us a little bit about that background and your grandparents and how you guys ended up in America, can you tell us a little bit more about your background and, you know, like, where did you go to school? How did you get started? And when did you get excited about real estate?
Yeah, this was not done on purpose. It's just kind of a happenstance of circumstances.
Okay, that's most things in life I've noticed.
Yeah, and it really gave me a great opportunity to learn a lot about the country. I grew up in Connecticut, which is basically, I feel like, a giant suburb of New York City. Mm-hmm. And then I went to school in the Rocky Mountains in Boulder, Colorado. And that was in the late 80s, early 90s. And then I moved out to California in 96, 97, moved out here to San Diego. And the part I ended up in moving out directly to was La Jolla. Mm-hmm. And so just living in those different areas throughout the country, I had an opportunity to meet different types of people and get exposed to different things. And I got a great education outside of my education and just living in those parts of the country. And I believe my first jobs, I just did some odd jobs when I got to San Diego. I was about 22, and met a couple people who were syndicating real estate deals. I met a couple and a couple people other large syndicated funds, so raising money from groups of people to finance projects. I got introduced to that in 1998, so I really kind of got, like I said, happenstance circumstances, is I got to meet the right people who are doing what I do today, but they did it kind of offline, just through networks of people that they knew.
Okay. So with you having these interactions, do you feel like there was ever like a light bulb moment where you realized that you wanted to create Diversity Fund, or kind of what led you to launching this company?
Yeah, I would say when I first got introduced to syndicating real estate investments and transactions and deals, was that how I was just really young. So I was just kind of soaking everything in like a sponge and just learning. But I found some very interesting commonalities. It was just a lot of people didn't know about it. It was kind of an exclusive investment. Only you're supposed to share it with certain people that you know. I kept told not to tell everyone about it. It's the way we make money. And that was repetitive throughout the years. So I can't think the seed of diversity fund was planted back then. And then just kind of throughout my career, and then I saw what happened with the Jobs Act in 2012, and I started reading about the laws changing. I was like, oh my God, I got to get involved with this. This is what I wanted to do. This is what I'm passionate about. In the advent and evolution of technology, and was always kind of one of my things is as I was building up my businesses and I want to reach a lot of people, I had to apply different technologies to it. So I was like, oh, I could take this whole thing online as well. So really kind of the, when I saw the Jobs I got passed and I was like, okay, I'm all in, I'm going to do this.
Nice. So I know you said, you know, kind of being in these groups and interactions a lot of times, it was kind of like, hey, this is how we make our money, but we don't tell everyone else that we're making money this way. It was kind of something where it's like, okay, we're creating these deals and syndicating these deals, but we don't want everyone else to know. It's almost like a secret society information. So it sounds like with Diversity Fund, you're trying to kind of let everyone in on that secret. Do you agree?
Yeah. And it's for a variety of reasons. One, a lot of these individuals had a lot of money to begin with, so I didn't want anyone else around them making money. And the biggest thing about it is the investments we do are large dollar sizes. So you really had to be a way to aggregate funds or get funds from a lot of people. You had to use technology. So that really is the big thing, is like having the laws where you can use the technology to get the funds for people as low as $500. Whereas in the past, you didn't have the laws in place. You didn't, the technology wasn't in place. And one of the biggest things is people aren't aware of this investment. They just don't know about it. That's the biggest thing I would say. And the second thing is the people who do know about it aren't going to share it with people. Due to the fact is they get incentivized on commissions, on their fees. And you think of who knows about this, attorneys, EPAs, brokers, broker dealers, a lot of people from Wall Street are very motivated on commission. And so they're going to do a $500 transaction. What's their commission on that? You know, not that much. So they only want to talk to people with not even $1 million. They want to talk to people with $5 million, $50 million, maybe $100 million. So they don't spend any time talking to anyone. So that really causes people not to have awareness.
Gotcha. That's interesting. So with the diversity fund, like, tell us a little bit, like, what is the diversity fund? What does it mean? And what is it that you guys do?
Diversity fund, the name came from diversification. And the word name is fund is a fund. So to pull funds together. So that's where the name came from. So we chose to have our first, I call it the investment open to everyone, which is really a non-accredited offering that we had to get qualified through the SEC. It's a Reg A plus offering. So we are able to allow anyone, regardless of your net worth, socioeconomic background, access these investments. So the investment we chose to create was a REIT. In other words, investing into real estate. And our product is multifamily value add real estate, which collects cash flows. We collect those cash flows from those properties. We divide those up amongst the people who are invested into the fund. And years later, we sell the properties with appreciated gains and values, and we share those profits with those investors in that fund.
So essentially, you guys are providing low-cost access to a REIT. And a REIT, for people don't know, is a real estate investment trust. Correct, where people are basically, we're collectively putting our money together to purchase real estate, right? And then we're all sharing in those cash flows, and then eventually exiting out of those properties at a later time to have our bigger paydays. Did I explain that well? Correct. Can I break it down? Okay, perfect. Awesome, perfect. So just for people who don't know what a REIT is, so. As you said, and even with my background, you know, working with high net worth clients was my focus. You know, investing in REITs was something that a lot of these, you know, the individuals that we work with wanted to do. But like you said, a lot of times they were dropping $1 million or so or more into these REITs. How are you able to make investing into REITs and real estate so affordable?
It's through the technology. So we're able to use the regulations from the Jobs Act, in our case, Reg A+, and you could transact online, you could transact through your mobile phone. We have an app coming out in about a couple months as well. So you do the whole transaction. It's very user-friendly. There's not a lot of interference with the transaction online. All the documents are online. Set an account, connect it to your bank account, hit the button, and automatically you just start earning money right away or gaining interest on that investment right away when that happens. And you can log into your account anytime. You have transparency on there. We're very big about the customer experience. And very customer-centric, our platforms. We're always adding more tech features. Internally, we're always trying to give better updates and give better customer service. We're learning, optimizing with time to give all our users, the end user, a great experience.
Okay, great, great. So technology, again, is making things a lot more accessible. This is so exciting. So what do you think, you know, a lot of people, you know, when we think about investing in real estate, for most of us, we're thinking, oh man, we need to, one, we need to have a huge, you know, 20% down payment or so. We need to go and find a house. And, you know, if we want to rent it out, we got to get a landlord. And, you know, if the toilet breaks, we have to find a someone to fix it. And like, oh my gosh, it gets really, really overwhelming, right? Which hinders a lot of people from investing into real estate. But by being able to invest into a REIT or even going specifically with Diversity Fund, it's literally, you're like, hey, you can invest as low as $500. They take your money and then do all of this stuff for you so that you don't have to worry about it, which is amazing. So tell me, you know, because being able to invest in a REIT and invest in real estate this way, which is how the wealthy do, why do you feel as though adding real estate is important, like is an important part of your portfolio and in a great way to make our money grow? And also, do you feel like this is something that people should do in lieu of investing in the stock market, or is it something we should do in addition to?
Yeah, overall, you got to look at your overall financial portfolio, and we want to be that sliver of alternative investments. So you have a savings account. What's your savings account making? I don't think anyone makes more than 1% a savings account.
Yeah, some people 0.01.
So take a portion of that and put it in a wealth building investment. So with the wealth building alternative investments, you do have real estate as one of the options. It's probably the most risk adverse of the alternative investments. It's tried but true. And here we are with a product that we believe that gives you a high return. So you could build wealth. You could go about your day-to-day activities and look at the end of 5 years, you're kind of getting close to doubling your money with that. That's what we kind of strive to do for our investors. And you still go out, you can still be an active investor, you could still do the stock market, you could still do whatever you want, but you should stick a portion of your portfolio into this, put it aside. This is how you can make some wealth. And if you have noticed, a lot of people who are very successful at this is they always say, hey, save a little, but yeah, this is kind of like you're saving and putting it into an alternative investment. Don't touch it and let it grow over time. That's the best way to get wealthy, I believe, in the country, is to do that.
Yeah, I totally, totally agree. So when, I guess like when it comes to, I don't know, I guess Diversity Fund or like real estate in general, like what do you feel is a good, like, first step? You know, do you feel like you said, this is, it's a great thing to add in addition to your portfolio, but you know, let's say if someone's a new investor and they're saying like, hey, you know, I have money in my 401k, I have money in my Roth or other options, but I want to do something else like investing in real estate. Obviously it's hard to say what amount is good, but what do you feel like, you know, is a good amount for people to start out with? I know you guys have been able to get your investment minimum as low as $500, which is crazy. I've never seen anything like that before. It's amazing. Do you think people can actually see decent returns with 500? Do you feel like, you know, 500 is the starting point, but maybe people should aim to invest, you know, maybe 500 a month or something of that nature into the fund? Or what are your thoughts?
That's a great question. Well, first, you can invest through your IRA, which is great. So people who have an IRA, someone's managing that money, what's that money doing? So if you have an IRA, definitely you want to put a percentage of that into this, without a doubt. It's great. No matter where you are on the wealth ladder, on the socioeconomic chain, if you're younger, it's a great way just to get started with a $500 investment. If you're maybe a more of a seasoned investor and you just want to try us out to get that trust, you could start with a $500 investment. So I think that's what we allow people to do, give you that opportunity, give you that choice just to get started with that low minimum. And as you gain trust and believe we're doing a good job, you could always kind of increase those amounts investing as well. So we're big about just getting people involved, first of all, awareness, teaching them, get them comfortable with us. And then you got to kind of sit down with your financial advisor and say, hey, this is how much should you stick in this? Usually it's 10% of your net worth into any one particular investment. That is the guideline. So if you had $100,000 of assets, about $10,000 should be the optimal amount into an alternative investment like this. So you got to look at the overall big picture. And then good thing, like I said, for some people just getting started, not having awareness, what's $500? It's an educational process as well. For people haven't done this before, see how it works as well and see how the world is actually changing a little bit. These opportunities are coming more and more online, and just to get involved and kind of become part of that community.
Nice. And with REITs, for a lot of people that haven't, you know, invested into a real estate investment trust or invested into, you know, real estate this way, how often, like, are they seeing returns? Daily, weekly, monthly, annually? Like, how often do people see returns with this type of investment?
That's a good question. Our model is different. The models are all different. We're a private REIT, not a publicly traded REIT. So private REITs have higher returns than publicly traded REITs traditionally. With ours, we're with quarterlies, but we give about a 7% dividend to our investors. So that's year annualized. So if you stick $100 in, you make $7 a year on it. And so that's divided up right now on a quarterly basis. And down the road, that we might drill that down to a monthly basis, that you're gaining that and getting that dividend. And at the end of the time, the holding time period, you get your principal back plus appreciated dollars of your percentage of those assets that we sell.
Nice, nice. That's really good. I mean, that's much better returns than most of us are seeing in in our savings account, and for a lot of people in the stock market as well. Like you said, because you guys are a private REIT, you typically do see higher returns. And even looking at your website, I'm seeing, you know, sometimes it could be between 12%, 18%, ties 20%. So that's, you know, obviously nothing's guaranteed, but I mean those are great, great returns. So another question I have, and this is really just kind of, you know, you as a founder and CEO of this awesome company, what has been one of the biggest challenges in starting Diversity Fund? And how did you overcome it?
There's always challenges. There's daily challenges.
Yes.
I wouldn't say there's just one challenge, because I think you go into this saying, hey, I'm going to do it, and you're going to know you're going to overcome a lot of different challenges. So in the earlier days, it was, how do we get qualified through the SEC? It's an extraordinary high amount of cost for an attorney. In some cases, people spend up to $1 million just in attorney costs of these companies. So that's extraordinarily high. So you have to kind of develop revenue or raise money to do that in the beginning days. And then the other component was really building up the technology, which is another cost. And we're down here in Southern California, and I'm not sure if people really understand the cost of building out a technology team. Everyone's kind of recruiting the best tech employees around. So you have that cost of building out your tech as well. So those are two big things, how quickly you build out your tech and how quickly you can get qualified through the SEC. And then it's how quickly can you start generating revenue to pay for all that and the ability to raise money to get to that point in time. So that really is what we did over the last 3 years. And really, our launch date, I call our launch date, even though we're founded in August 2016, I say our launch date was June 17th this year, because that's really when we got the $500 investment started. And that was the vision, was always to set up our systems to really execute our vision, is to open this up to everybody. So it is a kind of a little bit of battle of attrition. I'm a little competitive, so I like doing this. Competitors out there and stuff. And it just having the resolve and understanding this is, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And to do anything new and to get something out there, you just really need to have, you just need to have the confidence yourself, build a good team, and just kind of understand there's ups and downs, and just kind of have that fortitude just to kind of understand that and get by each day.
Wow, that's good. So tell me, I know obviously you have a family of your own, and you're looking to leave, you know, a legacy for them, but also just an impact on, it sounds like, this generation and world in general, and just being able to make this information and access to these type of investments more accessible to everyone. So what is the legacy or the impact that you're hoping to leave on this earth?
That's a great question. So first of all, I'm a father of two daughters, and, mm-hmm. and them is really to empower them. And if one day I'd love to get them involved and like teach them about leadership and business and setting this up for them to be successful. I mean, that's mm-hmm. thing. I think I grew up with a very strong mother, and she really taught me everything. So I'm really big about giving them equal opportunity and just empowering them to have those financial decisions, that they make those financial decisions. We have a lot of data on our customers, and mm-hmm. I'd like to see really more women participate, because we got a lot of deferment with their husbands making decisions. I really want to take control of their financial decisions. So that's kind of one of the big things to do it. And for myself, it's just, I want to build a company with a vision that's just not just for profit, not just for shareholders at the end of the day, mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. something that we're actually going to make a difference with and say, hey, I did something like this. And that's kind of something that's a little bit more than just money. It's building something that's actually going to help people out, educate people, empower people.
I love that. I love that. I love your mission and what you're building, which is, I was really excited to interview and work with you guys on this. So, thank you for going after your vision and bringing your dream to reality. So last question before we tell everyone how we can find you and how we can, actually start investing into real estate with you guys. But what is your motto in life, or is there a quote that you live by that you would like to share with our audience?
Oh, there's a couple different quotes. Is it just one? Do I just have to say one quote, or it could be a couple?
If there's a couple, send them our way. We need them all.
I like, there's two of them, which I really like by one. Mm-hmm. One's by, believe it, Michael Jordan's Hall of Fame speech. I really like what he said. He said, never say never, because limits like fears are often an illusion. So I really like that one. And I also like one from Emerson, and this one, I had to write this one down. It's kind of about legacy: to laugh often mm-hmm. and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate the beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded. Really like that one a lot.
Well, I like that a lot too. Wow, that's pretty deep, actually. that's really good. I mean, that really just kind of summed up, what we are here for. That was really good. I like that a lot. So on that note, like, obviously what you've built is amazing. Like I said, I'm really excited to help more people become aware of this awesome product and just, how beneficial it can be to our finances and helping us build wealth. What is the best way to find Diversity Fund, to get started? How can we join in on this movement?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Everything's on our platform, which is our website, www.diversityfund.com. You can learn more about me and my social handles. I'm on LinkedIn, Craig Cecilio, Instagram, Craig Cecilio, mm-hmm. and Twitter, Craig Cecilio. I think there's only one of me out there, pretty easy to find. About me through those channels as well.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much again for your time, Craig. This has been amazing. I'm super excited to let more people in on this secret that for a lot of people, only the wealthy knew about. And now we're really exposing it to everyone else so they can join in on this awesome strategy of building wealth. So thanks again, everyone, for joining us to another episode of Finances Demystified. As always, you can find the show notes and links on the website and also in the notes section below the podcast. And we will see all of you guys very soon. Thank you.